Blog Talk Radio.
First you take my heart in the palm of your hands and you squeeze it tight. Then you take my mind and play with it all night. Take my pride and you throw it up against the wall. You take me in your arms, baby, and bounce me like a rubber ball. I'm not complaining what you're doing, you see, 'cause it's pain you're feeling. It moves so good to me. All right with me. Turn right around and make sweet love to me. Ooh-wee, baby, showing up good to me. 'Cause baby, these things you're doing to me, it hurts so bad, but it's worth all the misery. It would hurt even worse if you'd ever leave.
Oh, yes, it would.
Even though sometimes it's hard for me to bear.
Me.
I make myself whole lot, 'cause if it kills me, I don't care. 'Cause
baby,
I don't want you to ever quit. It ain't no good till it hurts a little bit.
evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. Hey, everybody, what's up? Hey, tonight is going to be a very informative night because we're going to be talking about something that some people know about, some people don't. But if you don't, you will know after the show. I want to send my little shout-outs to Miss Kane, who's in the chat room, and Nawana's in the chat room. Thank you, ladies, for being the first in the chat room. If I had a prize, I'd give it to you, but I don't have one, at least not tonight. Anyhow, today was such a beautiful day today, till it wasn't even funny. It was gorgeous. I was out all day today doing this and doing that, but it was a beautiful day here. The only problem I'm having right now is my street. They're putting new pipes in the ground, and the street was blocked off, so I had to walk maybe a little half a block or whatever to get in the car with my friend who we went out today. Other than that, everything's hunky-dory. Hope everybody's having a nice Wednesday, because I am. I'm going to have a nice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Oh, and Saturday, I'm supposed to be going to Pennsylvania to see a guy who's on death row. So anybody out there that's listening who's a lawyer or who knows of a lawyer who maybe want to take on a pro bono case for this guy, he is facing the death penalty. He exhausted all of his deals, I guess, whatever they do when you go appeals. And he has one more thing to go through, and if that doesn't go through, then he's definitely going to go to the death chambers. And he's a longtime friend of my son, and, you know, grew up in the same neighborhood, and I know him, his family, and, you know, just to see him to be put to death, it's sad. I'm against the death penalty, but, you know, people, when they do crimes or whatever, they need to pay for their crimes, but death, that's just not my cup of tea. So if anybody's out there listening that's a lawyer or know of a lawyer, hit me up in my email, which is gjdelicious37@gmail.com. That's G as in Gail, J as in Johnson, delicious37@gmail.com. With that being said, I'm going to bring in my two co-hosts. Hey, girls, how you doing, Rhea and Danny?
Good evening.
Hello.
How you girls doing this evening?
I'm just here.
Oh, well, it's a good thing that you are just here, darling, because some of us didn't even wake up this morning, so you know you're blessed, okay?
I am. I'm mourning the death of my grand dog.
Your grand dog?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness, I'm sorry to hear that. What happened?
He had a parasite.
Oh.
And there was no cure for it, and he got low, and then my son took him to the vet Monday, and he passed away yesterday morning.
Oh, I am so sorry to hear that. I lost my boo. Let's see, how long Precious been dead? It's been a while, but I still miss my little pee. He was a peek-a-poo, and I still miss him. And when he first,
yeah, he was a rat terrier.
Oh,
he's okay. A little dog too, and it's like. Oh,
was that the dog
God.
That was on your Facebook page?
Yeah,
oh.
Baby gone.
I know how you feel, girl.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, that is true. That is
like,
true,
oh,
because
Jesus.
You have to get over it and move on, you know. But they become just like family, you know. Because I really love my little Precious. That dog was so protective and so territorial. If the mailman came, he was biting the mailman, the ups man. He bit everybody who came to the door, and he wasn't no bigger than a minute. But check this out: when he was in the house, if somebody came in the house, he was hiding behind me. But when he got outside, you couldn't come up on my porch. Mm-mm. And I miss my boo, you know. So he's gone, and I can definitely emphasize with how you feel, darling.
Yeah.
So how's your day going, Danny?
I'm tired. Jesus. I'm tired as hell. I am. I'm sorry. I'm tired as hell. But it's funny because I just woke up from a little great nap, I guess, from doing what we're talking about tonight. Mm-hmm. So I had a couple orgasms, then I went to sleep, then I got ready for the show so I can talk about it tonight. So, yeah, I'm a little tired. So, you know, it is what it is, but I'm tired.
Yeah, well, at least you got something to put out there that you did experience, because we're going to talk about the pleasures of an orgasm as well as the benefits of an orgasm, because some people don't even know that there are benefits behind having an orgasm. You know, that good feeling also gives you different benefits as well, and we are going to talk about that. But I want to let people know what an orgasm is. An orgasm is the peak of sexual pleasure. It typically consists of a series of involuntary muscle contractions in the sexual organs, lower pelvis muscles, and the anus. An orgasm is accompanied by the release of endorphins, opiate-like chemicals produced in the brain that gives a feeling of euphoria. That's why when you have an orgasm, you are just so, I mean, it's just, you're relaxed, you're happy, and, you know, you just, it's the best feeling in the world that you could have sexually, you know. So, and, you know, we're going to get to the benefits now. Male orgasm, the male experiences rapid rhythmic contractions of the urethra, that's the hole in the top of the penis, the muscles at the base of the penis, and the prostate. Ejaculation of semen usually occurs throughout the urethra opening of the penis. A male orgasm usually lasts from 4 to about 10 seconds. Ejaculation without orgasm is possible, as in having an orgasm without ejaculation. After an orgasm, the male goes through a refractory period. This is a short period after the nerve cell fires, during which it cannot respond to additional stimulation. An orgasm cannot occur during the refractory period. And the refractory period is something that's unmanageable, you know, meaning that they become so sensitive, they just can't do anything. So in males, the most common way of achieving orgasm is by the stimulation of the penis. Okay, the female orgasm. Beforehand, the vagina walls moisten and the clitoris enlarges. Then the clitoris goes inward under the clitoral hood and the vagina gets about one-third smaller. There are rhythmic contractions of the pelvis muscles, vagina, and uterus. Females do not have a refractory period. In females, the most common way of achieving orgasm is by stimulation of the clitoris. Orgasms can be achieved by masturbation, penetrative sexual intercourse, outer course, that's non-penetrative sex, and other erotic sexual activities. Masturbation may occur alone or with a partner. During an orgasm, the person experiences a change in heart rate, blood pressure, and respiratory rate and depth. There is an intense and explosive feeling of pleasure. According to the Journal of Clinical Psychology review, there are 26 known definitions of orgasms. Now, with all that being said, did you guys know any of that information before I put it out there?
I know a little bit, but you educated me, health teacher. I'm trying to figure out what the hell I experienced tonight. I'm trying to figure out what category that might fit in. So, you know, definitely.
Well, do you also know that there is four types of orgasms for women? There's the clitoral, the G-spot, the vaginal, and the anal. Now, I don't know too much about the anal, but I have friends have told me that they've experienced an orgasm by having anal sex, and that's not to say that all orgasms most occur in or from those four regions. In fact, some sex research show that when women come experience that women can, I'm sorry, I said women come, women can experience that full body orgasm or even feel the orgasmic peak from simply kissing or being in the moment, using their bodies and minds during sex. Now, I have experienced an orgasm for kissing. I have done that. So have you, Rhea or Danny, have you ever experienced an orgasm from just kissing?
I don't like kissing.
Well, who say they don't like to kiss?
Me.
Danny. Oh, Danny.
I don't like kissing. You keep that to yourself.
Oh, you don't like to kiss? Oh, my God.
No.
Why?
I like to put my mouth on other things. I don't,
you know, people like to kiss and do that too, but why don't you like to kiss?
Kissing is just, I don't know, that's just, I just don't like kissing. I've never really, you know, I peck you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I don't know, I've just never been a fan of kissing. Maybe I watch too much TV and that's what everybody do, just start kissing. So I just, maybe I just turn me off. I just don't like kissing, I really don't. Like,
wow.
No.
I loved kissing, especially if someone knows how to kiss me back. And I think kissing is the, you know, that brings the intimacy on. You know, it starts to ignite things going as far as like beginning of, you know, getting to the point of having sex or making love. You know, that's just my opinion, because I know there are people who don't like to kiss. You know, and I have been with just a few, but they compensated in other ways. You know, you have to either compensate in one way or the other, because if you're not going to kiss me, you must going to do something dynamite, you know. And if you're not doing anything other, something dynamite besides kissing, then, you know, we can't even go there. You know, so Rhea, how do you feel about kissing?
Oh, I love kissing.
Yeah.
But I've never experienced it from kissing. However, I have experienced one via the mask.
Oh, through the mind?
Yep.
Well, let me
I've
tell
done
you.
It twice.
Let me tell you what.
That shit is scary as hell.
Let me tell you what happened.
One time I did it, I was in public.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
I wasn't planning on doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, I was getting out of school and I was on the bus and my man started drifting. The rain is a special thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking out the window at the rain. My man started wondering, and I mean, it just started going.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I know, I was fully engrossed. Movement at all. Now, it's 10 o'clock at night. And on the bus with me is the bus driver and five men. And the bus was quiet. You could have. I'm going to tell you what brought me. I mean, literally, I didn't remember what happened. I remember, like, coming to, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody on that bus, including the bus driver, was staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think jolted me was, he damn near ran up on the sidewalk.
Wow.
And it jolted me, and I'm looking, and they all staring at me, scared. Cause I literally lost myself for that moment. And it scared the hell out of me. I jumped up and jumped off the bus, then realized, you shouldn't have got off the bus here. You should have went to a main street. I was like, oh, wow.
Wow.
But the other time I was at home, actually, in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I played something, and it just took it and went. But I was like, that was scary. That first time was scary because I literally, but that also was that 2-year brink of celibacy.
Mm-hmm.
Was a mental, what do I want to call it? It wasn't a challenge. It was an attack, because everything you looked at that had any form of shape to it, that's all you thought about. I mean, sex was on your mind, my mind, all the time. I'm like, damn it, I done already been. It was like 1 year and 8 months. And it was like, wow. And that was right around that time, so.
Wow. Well, I used to experience these dreams where I would be, you know, with somebody, and
mm-hmm.
next thing you know, I'm having this giant orgasm in my sleep. So I was telling a girlfriend of mine at work one day, I said, you know what, it seems like I'll be having these orgasms in my sleep a lot lately, you know. So she said, well, I wish I could have. She said, then that way I ain't got to be with no men. But the strangest thing happened to me, this happened maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was laying in the bed, and I woke up. I remember getting up and going to the bathroom, coming back. Now, I wasn't thinking about sex. I did not have sex on my mind or nothing. Came back, sat on it, well, lay back down, and I think I was getting ready to doze off, and the next thing you know, I was having a G-spot orgasm. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why it happened, but it scared me simply because I don't know what I did to bring it on. I tried to think. I don't think I remember. I just went to the bathroom. That was it. But I read on the internet this lady who having hundreds of orgasms a day and how it happened to her. She was in a car accident, and her head, she had some injury done to her head. And something in her brain triggers them. So I'm saying to myself, I hope that's not getting ready to happen to me. Please don't let that happen to me, because you be in public, and, you know, she says she's afraid to go out, you know, anywhere she goes, she's having these orgasms, so she's confined herself to the house, you know. So I just said, oh, my God, what happened? I couldn't, for the life of me, I don't know why that happened. But it hasn't happened since, you know, and I'm really grateful for that, because I don't want to be somebody reading on the internet about, Gail Delicious Johnson having orgasm.
But you can
after
have a G-spot orgasm without manipulation of the G-spot.
Huh?
You can have a G-spot orgasm without manipulation of the G-spot.
I had one, yes.
Wow.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what brought it on. I don't, because I just got up and went to the bathroom, and when I was having it, I was shaking. You know, I was, you know, like somebody was on me or something. And I'm saying, oh my God, I could. It was just like I could not believe it. I could
not
believe it.
How did you know it was the G-spot orgasm?
Because of the intensity, how it felt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know what a G-spot orgasm feels like. It was really intense and quick. But I just said, please don't let this be happening. Don't let this happen over and over and over. Because, you know, like I said, I was awake. And generally when I have those, when I have an orgasm, I'm generally sleep dreaming, and then I have an orgasm. But this was, I was awake. Just laying in the bed by myself, coming from the bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's my experience as far as like having an orgasm awake, alone, by myself, with no aid. You know? So that's that. We're going to dive into some of the benefits of an orgasm. Orgasm keeps your girly parts healthy. The extra stimulation causes blood to rush into the genital tissues, keeping it supple and refreshed. For best results, have an orgasm at least once a week. It is that time of the month. Studies show that having orgasms while on flow is in town actually protects against endometriosis, a potentially dangerous uterine condition that can lead to infertility. Did you just hear what I read?
That can lead to what?
It can lead to infidelity.
Mm.
But did you catch on what it said?
Yeah. Okay.
Having an orgasm while your cycle is on
can cause infidelity.
No. It said, having orgasms while on flow, which is your cycle, is in town, actually protects against endometriosis, a potentially dangerous uterine condition that can lead to infertility.
Oh, can lead to. Wow.
Yeah.
Infidelity infertileness. You know that infertile word.
Infertility. Yeah, I'm sorry. Infertility.
Okay, all right.
I said infidelity.
You're going with that.
Lord have mercy, excuse me, infertility. Excuse me. I am so sorry, lead to infidelity. Now, you know.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I apologize, everybody.
It can lead to infertility because sister, they thought she had it. It's the thickening of the lining of the uterine wall. And the wall is so thick and so, and it's extremely painful. It's so thick that the egg cannot plant against it. And when they go in, they try to do a DNC. To reduce the thickness of the wall, and 9 times out of 10, you lose whatever the capability is that allows that egg to stick to your uterine wall. Okay, because I'm like, you say infidelity. I'm like, wait, hold on.
I'm sorry, everybody. I do apologize. Doesn't cause infidelity.
Okay, I asked you twice before I said it, and then I said, okay, I'm not going to say that. I'm like, it's got to be that word. I know I can't say it right,
yeah,
but
infertility. Yes. Sorry about that. Thanks, Rhea, for catching that, because he would have said infertility. What in the world is going on? Yeah, infertility. It causes infertility. Yeah. And also... orgasms offer a powerful pain relief. Some studies suggest
your cycle when it's it'll ease those damn cramps. I don't care what nobody says. It'll ease those cramps. It's like, okay.
Yeah, some studies suggest that a good orgasm can more than double a woman's tolerance for pain. Plus, it's an analgesic, not an anesthetic.
Okay.
Meaning it suppresses pain without effective sensitivity to touch, a critical ingredient when sex is on the menu. So if you know, sometimes the wife may say, well, I got a headache. Okay, you can't use that as an excuse no more, because if you got a headache and you have sex, I guarantee you will not have a headache afterwards. Yes. Yes, you will not, because it releases endorphins. It'll come to that in a minute, but it releases these natural painkillers in your body. The body is so magnificently made, and tell people who believe in evolution, I don't see how. I just can't understand how somebody can believe a big bang happened and people just came about, because we had to have some type of a model to go after. You know, men, you know, I just can't believe in evolution, even though they taught it in school, but I just believe that we were created through something that, I mean, I believe God created us. Okay, the next thing, orgasms can protect your ticker, meaning your heart. Sexual activity and orgasm is shown to reduce stress due to the surge of oxytocin, a so-called cuddle hormone that occurs when orgasm. What's more, studies show that orgasms lower blood pressure levels, at least among women, and high blood pressure can lead to heart attacks. The cuddle, that's why when we finish having sex, we like to cuddle, because it releases that oxytocin, and that's called the cuddle hormone. You know, because don't when you finish having sex, you just want to cuddle, you know, you want to be up in his arms, you want to lay on his chest, or, you know, you just want to be close to him. Am I right?
No, I don't want to do all. No, I just want to put my thumb in my mouth and roll over. I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be touched. I don't want to be bothered. I just put in a lot of motherfucking work. I don't want you to touch me, talk to me, sneeze on me. Don't ask me for a pass you over a pillow. Nigga, get your crap together. Get organized. So, because when I get done, I'm about to tap out and go to sleep. I don't want to hear all that crap. Mm-mm. Now, I can't say that I've never been to a point where I have energy afterwards. Now, I've been there before where I didn't tap out and I had a lot of energy. I was like Jody, like I went in there making me something to eat, some tacos or something, you know.
Well, did you ever have that urge to cuddle anytime you was in a relationship?
In a relationship, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well,
at some point, yeah. You know, but I'm not going to say I'm not affectionate, but I'm really not. Like, I'm affectionate in my own little way, but I'm not one of those 24 hours, 7 days, like, we got to walk down the hands. I'm more, if you walking with me, that's good. I mean, as long as you ain't walking behind me, like, you know, make me feel like I'm by myself. But we ain't got to do all that holding hands. Too much affection is just too much for me. That's just my opinion. So all that cuddling after sex, it's like, nigga, I just put in work. Like, come on, just put in work. Like, why do you want to cuddle? Like, why do you want to be underneath me? Like, yo, we just, like, went ham. I just, like, sucked you off. You just ate my pussy. Like, yo, we just put in the mad workout. And you want to cuddle. Like, look, don't go sleep. Something. Damn.
Some people like to, but just to let you know, it does release those chemicals in our body. And, you know, yours probably are being released, but you just ignoring
them. You telling me I got to go hug this nigga when I'm done?
No, I'm not saying you got to hug him. No way. You do what you want to do, dog.
I'm just saying, you telling me I got to hug the release chemicals? Gosh. Like, all right, nigga, let me hold you. Like, did it tell you how long I got to cuddle with him?
No, but see, that's the reason why, you know, even some guys don't like to cuddle, but women, we like to cuddle, and I'm one of them. I like, after I'm finished, I like to cuddle up.
Why?
Why do you like to do that?
Oh, yes.
Well, see, you are different because of what you do, and you know it's just these cuddle hormones are being released, and I'm quite sure they're being released in every woman that has a body and every woman that has made love. But it's just, if a man doesn't want to embrace you or he doesn't want to hug you, then you get to that mode where you sort of, it's being suppressed in you. You don't want to hug and you don't want to hold. You don't want to him to touch you, you know, so because he's not doing it. But if a man, if I'm making love to my man, and before he go to sleep, we are going to cuddle. Now, once he get to sleep, he, you know, if his hand fall off me or whatever, but we are going to cuddle for a minute. Because it's just, that's just how, especially after having an orgasm, I'm just so happy and so pleased and so relaxed and feeling so good. You know, I just want to lay in his arms and just, you know, doze off, just fall asleep in his arms.
I don't want
the sex.
That type of sex. What kind of sex y'all be having? Because I don't want that type of sex that's just going to make me just lay on this nigga heart. Like, yo, we just put in mad work. And y'all talk about something where I just want to be happy and just come. Well, what kind of sex y'all have? Maybe I need to try that. All right, for instance, I know that Delicious, I know, for instance, that you like meditation music. You like to have sex with birds chirping and crap and going on. So I'm gonna try that. Maybe that'll make me wanna cuddle with mine. But Rhea, what makes you wanna cuddle? Like, what you listen to when you having sex?
First of all, they say I'm a reject from the '70s. I like seventies slow down.
Oh hell. You know what? I can't have this conversation with y'all two ladies. Y'all are killing me. One over here like to hear birds and hurricanes and rainstorms. Then I got the other one over here, she wanna hear, you know.
See, that is
why I want to cuddle. Because when I'm finished with that act, I'm still in him. I'm still in that moment. That's my come down.
Right.
But you know what? Music is not like it was. Like it is now. So for me, of course, if I listen, I guess if I'm listening to Lil Wayne, I will be angry and upset, and I'm going with the rhythm of the song. So I guess I will be a little upset.
No.
You know, I'm gonna change my scenery. So I'm gonna have to change my scenery. I'm gonna go lighten some candles. I'm gonna go put some music, some soft music on, and then I'm gonna have a remix of Betty White. Maybe I'll do that.
No,
maybe
I can't.
That's why I get up angry, because, you know, I'm listening to Nicki Minaj and, you know, Jay-Z, you know, I'm ready to punch a nigga in their mouth like, nigga, get off me.
Wow.
We have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring this caller in. 334, are you there?
It's Brady.
All right, Granny, what do you like to cook?
I'm surprised
after you
that long.
Honey, I got to get some counseling real quick before we get into Granny. Damn it.
Granny, why are you starting?
I need
Granny,
you
why would you start
come,
on
come
me
close,
first?
Girl. Come close. I need to ask you a couple questions.
I'm coming real close. I'm listening, Granny. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How long have you wanted? What? Let me see how I want to put this. You know the song that say bands make her dance. I'm
yes.
trying to, you know, think of how I could make that rhyme with how long you want to be a porn star. But I'm just gonna ask you straight out. How long have you had these feelings of wanting to be a porn star?
You know what? First thing, let me see how long. I got into it, I'm going to say, this year I decided to do it. But I always thought I was good at what I did. But this year, just like past this summer, I just actually started to say, you know what, I'm going to try something different. After my last client died, I took it kind of hard. And I kept saying I was tired of dealing with clients dying on me. Even though that's what I do.
Damn.
But I'm just tired of dealing with clients dying on me. I'm tired of dealing with death. Like, that's what I do. I'm a hospice nurse, so that's part of my job. I watch them die. I stay with them till they die. I just got tired of it. I did it for 9 years. I'm tired. In the past 2 years, I've done personal one-on-one, so I was tired. So I said, you know
your
what?
Your emotions are already
see,
your
that's
emotions
she
are already
touch
in
with
state.
Reality. That's what she like. Because
yeah.
I'm trying to see. I'm just, I know
so, you know,
did
I'm
it,
always
but
like
I got to talk about
like
things because, you know, Miss Kane, I go hard, honey. I go hard. Danny, that's a hard motherfucking bitch right there. I ain't going to even tell no lie, honey. Because there are times when I need to be held, and there are times when I be like, get back, nigga. I'm sleepy. I want to suck on my thumb, too, and go to sleep. You making me hot in this goddamn bed. Move over, okay? Yeah. But I do agree with Bob Deuce. I just don't feel like most females don't want to be held. Something had to happen. I mean, yeah. I don't listen to Lil Wayne when I'm doing it. They throw my damn rhythm off.
Mm-hmm.
That's running. Had to be gonna punch that nigga in his nose. I'm sorry, boo, I didn't mean to, but
that,
he
you know
said
what?
It in
that's
the song.
That's where I learned my tricks from. Like, listening to them, that's where I learned my tricks from, because I'd be trying to, like, do little stuff. But y'all got to realize I am kind of, like, younger than y'all. But not even that. It's just that I just try tricks. Not saying y'all don't, but I'm just saying I just try tricks. So when I hear certain songs and someone said that, you know, she twerked it on a dick or she put her tongue around the dick, I'm in there trying to play and practice around the dick as the song is playing. Like, oh, I can do that. So, you know, and then, like, I just put in, like, work. Whether it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes,
oh,
or half
okay,
an hour.
Okay, but how much younger is you, Dana? Okay, I don't want you to just be like, oh, because some women don't like to tell their age. I do, fuck that. But
I'm 31. I'm 31.
Oh, had it. Mom Dukes,
mm-hmm.
Send her one of your damn books. I'm going to need you to send it to her ASAP, honey, because I'm going to need for her to get back in touch with reality with herself. I need for her, because once you read what it is, Mom Dukes, Delicious Exotic
Short A Book of Delicious Erotic
yeah.
Short Stories.
Honey, she'll be ready. She'll be ready. I just want you to hold me,
but
bro.
I'm just trying to figure out like why in the world that I'm being dead serious and y'all can help me because y'all like
but you know
me
what,
y'all
Danny,
school me,
when you
I don't understand
you know what, is
honey,
you know what's
three, Danny, you ain't but 3 years younger than me, honey. You in your third. I'm telling you, I don't see how you done lost touch with reality like that unless something happened in your life. And
I'm
no doubt
in my own world. I asked her, like, what's the problem? Like, why am I in my own little world? Like, something must be wrong. And I always trip on her, like,
happens.
You know,
okay.
I always trip on her, like, yo.
We're going to get to the next benefit of the orgasm. The orgasm helps you sleep better. In addition
Definitely.
To increasing trust, attachment, and bonding, the post-O-harmon oxytocin triggers a cascade of bodily events, including the release of other feel-good hormones called endorphins. These endorphins often have a sedative effect, so it's no surprise that most of us have enjoyed a fabulous night of sleep following some really great sex. So it also helps you sleep, because some nights when I be restless, tossing and turning out, you know, get my little boyfriend Bob out and you know, we do our thing, and next thing you know, I'm counting sheep, and I'm out of it. You know, because I really want to get to sleep, and I'm tired of tossing and turning, and I know that's the next best thing, you know. So that's definitely a true statement, you know, because Dan even admitted herself. She wants to go to her side. He wants him to go to his side, and she's off to la-la land, or she might get up and make a sandwich.
Yeah,
ain't that right,
on how
Danny?
Yeah, it depends on how you swing it.
Mm-hmm.
He's swing low, I'm going to sleep. He's swing high and touch every, and I, when I'm touching stuff ain't there, I got a lot of energy. I'm about to make you a whole dinner. It could be 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm getting ready to make you a whole dinner.
Okay.
Orgasms
can help you stay in shape and lose weight. That business for 30 minutes not only heats up your honey, but it also burns calories. In fact, according to some estimates, you can torch up to 200 calories with a hot and heavy half-hour session of sex. 200 calories. Now, just imagine if you had sex for 30 minutes and had it 30 minutes later and 30 minutes more later. That's 600 calories you done burnt up. And then don't be in no marathon now, because I remember back in the day when I was, you know, younger, I'd be having, and me and my partner, we'd be having marathon sex, and it was like, oh my goodness, I could just go. And I was small now, but yeah, it also contributes to keeping you in shape and helps you to lose weight.
It sure do. Can I say something before you continue? I've noticed.
Yes, ma'am.
That since I picked up a little weight, it messes with me in the bed. I was trying to ride my friend. I said, oh, God, I'm out of breath. Wait, can we change? That was an eye-opener to me. Bitch, you got to lose some weight.
Well, you know what? If you continue to try to ride them or whatever y'all doing, eventually y'all going to lose some weight. You just got to hang in there, because I'm telling you, it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't do all the things that I used to could do, but I still can do some of the things that I can do. You know,
I was wondering, did he pay attention? Because I was kind of out of breath. I tried to talk straight. I said, can we change positions? It was too funny. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, please don't let me have another episode like that. Oh my God! I gotta do some stomach crunches or something. I can't be. That's can't be messing up my performance now.
No, that's right. We have another caller on the line. I'll bring this caller in. 267, are you there?
I am.
Hi. Do you have
hey,
any questions
you?
Or comments?
I'm just calling up to support the show. You know, I really like what y'all have going on. Danny pointed me in the direction of the show, and it's been really informative tonight.
Oh, all right. Thank you. So you don't have any questions or comments? Would you like to tell us your name? You don't really have to, but do you want to tell us your
name? My name is Meyer Lansky. You know, that's I have my own sex talk show as well, so, you know, that's the name that I go by on my show.
Put it in the chat room, or, you know, at the end of the show, shout it out so we can support you as well.
No problem. But who said they wanted to punch somebody in their face if they wanted to cuddle? Like, that was that was great. Like,
Danny.
Danny.
We saw you at the bus.
I just had moments. I'm just saying, I had my moments. It depends on how you fuck me, it's the way I react afterwards. If you fuck me to the point where it's good, I go to sleep. I don't want to be bothered. I'm just like any other nigga. I get the itis. After I eat, I don't want to be bothered. After I fuck good, I don't want to be bothered. Now, you fuck me lazy, you fuck me, and I got to put in more work than you putting in. Listen, get up and go on about your business. You're making me mad. Then you want a whole conversation. How was it? Nigga, you knew it was trash. But you asked me how it was. You knew that shit was trash. I'm ready to punch you in your mouth. But I'm trying to be nice and just go to sleep. Let me alone. Oh, leave me alone. Like, I'm just saying.
And you know what I can't stand? I had this happen to me a couple weeks ago. Nigga gonna ask me, talking about, did you net? If you had ass, hell no.
Yeah.
See you later,
though.
Get your ass out of here. Bye.
And they ask because they know their performance
wasn't
that good.
I'm too old.
Exactly.
I'm too old to be stroking eagles. I'm not doing that no more. I'm too old to be stroking eagles. You need to know for sure that when you come back in this bedroom that you need to play a game on. Like,
yo, put it down. Better put it down.
After I have an orgasm, it's like you were saying, one of the facts. Give me my factory time. Like, don't touch me, because I start shivering and shit like that. I don't want to seem like one little bitch in the bed. But
but after you get over your refractory time.
That's how I know if I did have an orgasm, because after I come, my dick doesn't go soft. Like, I stay hard. But if I have an orgasm, then it will go soft and get sensitive. And it's like, I'll smack your hand away. That's enough. Get off of it.
But afterwards, after everything is calmed down, you went through your refractory phase, do you feel like cuddling? Do you want your woman to cuddle up against you, or do you go to your side of the bed and she goes to her side of the bed?
It all depends on who you have a sex with. You can't cuddle with everybody. Just like
no,
you can't
this is your woman. This is your woman.
Oh, my woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring your ass over here.
Right, because I can understand you're not wanting to cuddle with, you know, because some people just have sex and that's it. But if you're in the bed having sex with your significant other, then there's supposed to be that cuddling, that kissing, that hugging, and touching, and
but
all
that. How long you want to hold somebody? Like, how long you want to cuddle? Like, I'm just asking. How long you want to cuddle with your girl? You want to cuddle all night, or are you like cuddle for a little bit till y'all fall asleep? Like, I'm just trying to figure out the length of time y'all talking about cuddling, because I might cuddle for 5 minutes, even though
damn
I might be calling that crap on my phone.
I'm gonna need we gonna have counseling on Facebook, honey. We gonna have counseling. I'm gonna need to talk to you about a few days.
But see, cuddling can be for me, as you know, after we finish, he goes to his refractory phase, and I go through my little cool down phase. Cuddling can be until I fall asleep. Once I fall asleep, or he falls asleep, then you know I may go to my side of the bed, or he may go to his.
Right.
You know, it's just that after effect. You know, those.
I like the after sex. You come lay your head on my chest, and then I can reach around, you know, rub on your back, stuff like that. Like, I like that. It's not like everywhere you go during the night, oh, I'm right there, hey, we cuddling. No, like, who want to cuddle for 9 hours?
Right, that's what
I'm saying. If I fuck you good enough, you're going to sleep afterwards. Like, that's my goal.
And I'm
going
to be cuddled up in your arms. And once I go to sleep, you know, when you're asleep, you move over or whatever, that's it. You know, I'm satisfied.
Right now, after that factory time, if you sleep, but I'm not sleep, I might get back in there, or at least I start eating it to wake you back up.
Now you playing. You want somebody to cuddle, then you want me to go to sleep, and then you're going to try to wake me up and you see me sleeping. So you the problem. You the problem. You the problem already. I have to be drunk messing with you. I have to be drunk sleeping with you. Because you decide to put. Now, I'm not going to say you're not good at what you do. Now, that's not what I'm saying. You might be the great pussy eater. You might be just that person you are, and you're great at what you do. But if I'm asleep, it's not that I don't like it. I'm just saying, if I get up and I go to the bathroom and you feel me and you just happen to be up and you hear me come from the bathroom, then that's something totally different. But I'm dead and asleep and you in between my legs, you right. You better be good at what you do, because that's the only way you're going to wake me up, because I'm going to play dumb. Play dumb. Play dumb. Like, I don't understand that. Just leave me alone. Maybe I'm just not, you know, maybe I'm just.
Okay, we're going
to say, like, if we having sex, I don't want not good enough for me. I need more than one in a session. Like, I'll get one. I'm not trying to roll over and go to sleep. But at least let me get one or two more.
I know, and that's a workout. And then you want to cuddle afterwards. What the hell with you? You want a whole full workout. And then you want somebody to cuddle, man. Nigga, you better go. You right.
I've never heard a female say no shit like that. Ah-ha.
And I do that with my own dude, though. Like, my own dude, I treat you just like I find you, fucked you, and fleed you. That's how I feel. Now, I'm not saying it's not changeable. I'm not saying that it's not changeable. I'm just saying normally how I am, I don't, you know, if you're good and I'm great, I get tired. Like, we didn't put in work, depending on what kind of tricks we in here doing.
Mom, Deuce, before you move on, I got a question. Mm-hmm. I want to know, since we got a male on the line, how can you tell what's the difference? I guess I'll just put it like this, between you having an orgasm, me and a male, what's the difference between that and a nut?
It's the way your body feels. Like, it's to the point where your body is going through convulsions. Like, you can easily bust a nut, okay, that's it. But when it's going through your body in waves, like, the first time I experienced an orgasm, I asked my mate, like, what the fuck is going on? What's happening to me? Like, that's how crazy it was. And that's how I knew I didn't just bust a nut. I knew I was having an orgasm.
Do you make noises when you have an orgasm?
It's like my shit locks up to a point where it's like, oh shit, like, you know.
But what did you say your name was again?
Maya Lance.
Mike. An orgasm and a nut is the same thing. Nut is just another word for orgasm. Nut coming, climaxing, you know,
right,
all of it is the play on words. It's still an orgasm, is what you're
having. But you don't have an orgasm every time that you ejaculate, do you?
That's true.
Right, so it's like I may ejaculate, but I didn't have an orgasm. This time I'll have an orgasm, but I didn't ejaculate. Then we continue to go, and then I ejaculate. But it's like the orgasm for me is I'm feeling that sensation going through my body. Now, it's times where I've had, you know, I bust a big nut, and I'm like, oh, shit, but I know I did an orgasm. Now, if we in that moment, you on top of me, you riding, and I'm just like, it got to be all in a moment. Like, my hands on your ass, you kissing on my neck, and it's just like, damn, this is the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I can feel it going through my body. Like, I turn into a stiff. Like, god damn. And then I can tell when a female have an orgasm as opposed to when a female just just comes. Like, it's, you can tell that also.
Mm-hmm. Some men can. So that's because some men take the time to know how it feels when a woman does have an orgasm. And there are ways that men who take the time to find out knows when a woman has an orgasm. Men who don't know don't take the time to find out how it feels to a woman, because actually you can feel it when a woman is having an orgasm from the pulsation. That,
right.
Because her vagina is contracting, is opening and closing. So if a man paid attention to that, he would know. But some men, they so quick, they get theirs and they say, you get yours? Hello,
yeah,
you know,
like,
daggone well I didn't,
or,
you know.
Or they turn into Kevin Hart.
Sometimes men don't know.
They turn into Kevin Hart like, yeah, I just tore that up, didn't I? I know you didn't, okay?
That's true. And some women, you need to let these men know when they're not satisfying you. If you're faking an orgasm and telling these men that they're pleasing you, that's doing an injustice not only to yourself but to them as well, because they think they're satisfying you and they give you another woman and do the same thing they did to you and not satisfying her. Then when somebody tells him that, his ego is going to be tore up from the floor up. So as best you let a man know.
But even the ones that you tell, like, listen, you're not doing it. Do it again, and I give you a chance to do it again to try to fix it and be gentle with you and say, no, baby, you don't suck so hard, just suck a little, and I got to direct you. I'm already got an attitude, but I'm going to do it nicely, and you still don't get it. Like, what else am I supposed to tell you? I'm supposed
then
to
say, you just
oh,
say goodbye,
I,
because
so
you know,
saying,
if you,
he going to keep trying, man, we're not about to do another
right,
8 hours and keep trying.
Right. If you're directing somebody, you're interested, you want them to satisfy, and you're telling them how to do it, and they're doing opposite, then, hello, that's the last time. You're not touching me anymore. But if you know that you didn't satisfy me, you want to satisfy me, and I'm telling you how to satisfy me, and you do that, then it's on. But, you know, you have to do what I tell you to do, especially if I know what it takes to please me. I know how to tell you to work it and to move it and how many strokes here, there, this and that. So if you do that and you satisfy me, it's all good. But if you're going to, well, I know what I'm doing. Oh, no, you don't. There's the door. Goodbye.
And you know what I hate? What I tell a dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I feel like I haven't had the ultimate bang bang yet. I don't feel like I've had that yet. I don't really know if I want it. listening at my older friends. I don't really know if I want all that. I'm cool right with how things are right now. I don't need to be feeling like I'm having no damn heart attack. That's not good for me. I know what it's like to feel like you're about to have a heart attack, panic attacks. I used to have them. Hell no, I don't want that. Anywho, when I do decide to share with a dude and be like, okay, yeah, I ain't never had no orgasm. I have, you know, my feelings and stuff or whatever. I bust my little nuts, have my feelings or whatever, but I don't think that I done had a full orgasm. First thing they ask, dude, oh, I'm going to make you have that. No, you ain't. No, you ain't. So don't get me hyped up to believing that you are, because for me, I'm one of those females, I need for a nigga to love me long time. I can't do the 5-10 minute thing. I can't do that. And a lot of these dudes, that's all they know how to do.
It's the quickies. But see, it's nothing wrong with a quickie. But let me say this. Women, it takes us a little longer to have an orgasm. Man, he can hump 2-3 times and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But you men need to realize that it takes a woman a little longer to have an orgasm, so by any means necessary, he needs to go in there and satisfy her, be it orally, with his finger, his tongue, whatever.
You know what it is?
Do
like,
it and
a
get
lot
it
of,
over with.
A lot of men nowadays look at oral sex as like it's like a chore. Like, okay, it's a part of sex, I must do it. But when you take oral sex and you become passionate about it, guys don't know that's like warming your car up. Like, you warm your car up, that shit going to fly down the expressway. Some guys just want to hop right in their car and take off, just, like, as opposed to just hopping right in the coochie and just getting theirs off. But
oh, that was so very
time,
well put.
When you take your time and you become passionate, like, I have a goal almost every time I have sex. I want to make you come at least twice before I take my pants off.
Well, all right. Before you take your pants off?
What's your number?
Before, like, that's my
Tell
goal.
Me,
like, I became very passionate.
Let me ask you a question. How old are you?
Talk to me. I'm 26 years old.
What?
I'm 26.
Oh, okay. No, you ain't doing it like that, boy. You better stop playing with us.
That is not something that the average 26-year-old does. Now, Danny, let me tell you something that I have learned
over
the last 2 years. Okay, first of all, I'll be 50 in February. But one of the things that I've learned over the last 2 years, these younger people, majority of them, all they do is bang, 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 bang. They don't know that other stuff. They don't know that, because sex starts long before you even get into bodily of each other.
Hammer.
You know, it's like that and they don't know about all that kind of stuff. And when you're just out here fucking, and that's all that you know, you are missing out on so damn much. Now, I'm gonna tell you something, Danny. Majority of the people, there's a particular page on Facebook that I'm a member of, and all they talk about is sex. And you know what I'm talking about, Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you're a part of that. Yeah, I am. And it's funny, once I start talking, they start shutting up. Be quiet, ma'am. Anyway, that's all they talk about. That's all they know. And when they're talking about it, I'm like, what the hell is this? And I said it to one of them, and you know, Deborah still can't stand me. Every time I say something, she wants to try to come back at me now. But it's like, if you all slow it down and actually feel for a change, then maybe you will see some of those things that you have been missing. But, Mike, people your age don't do things like that.
Right, and I
not
try
at
to...
all.
On my show,
that's the reason why that I'm the way that I am, because the past couple guys that I've dealt with, they don't want to take time. And it's not that I don't want to slow. Like, I would love to experience that slow motion. I'm not saying that I have never, but recently, the past, maybe 3 years, I haven't had that. And when you say, look, slow down, just take your time, they get an attitude. Now, you got a whole attitude because I done told you to slow down, but you're sucking on
exactly.
me. But I'm trying to tell you to slow down, but you got an attitude. So now I got an attitude. Now I'm going to play you like, get the fuck up, and now I'm going to hurt your feelings. So now we're battling in the bathroom. It's turned off now. So once I got an attitude in the bedroom, nigga, I'm not sucking shit. Like, fuck you. I don't suck dick now.
what I think it is? You know what I think it is? Like, if you look at the style of pornos nowadays as opposed to the style of pornos back in the day was a lot more passionate. Nowadays, it's pounding. So now the guys that's watching this think, oh, my God, I got to pound this chick in order for her to scream like that, not knowing that the chick that's on the movie they watching is faking it. She's an actress. But if you go back in the day with Heather Hunter and different porn stars like that, it was passionate. The music was on in the background. It was foreplay. It was more educational videos. Right.
There was a plot. There was a plot to it as
it's
well.
It's like nowadays, the chick come in the room, they pour baby oil on her, and they pound her.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, and guys my age think that's what it is.
You're ready to go for brawl.
Right, guys. Guys,
okay,
now
there he goes. He's taking off his boxers.
Okay, we're gonna get back to the topic in hand. Orgasms also calm the cravings for junk food. Sexual stimulation produces phenethylamine, which is a natural antihistamine and amphetamine. I'm sorry, which controls your appetite. So before you pig out on that ice cream in front of the TV, glance at your partner. You don't need those potato chips. You just need a good time in the bedroom. A good orgasm will make you forget all about that piece of chocolate cake in the kitchen.
One of the things that I do know, there's something in chocolate, and I can't say the word. I probably can't pronounce it. That's the problem. In chocolate. You can get that.
It's an aphrodisiac.
You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I need to find the right partner then.
Right, there is
in dark chocolate, there is
an aphrodisiac that causes.
Yeah, you're right. It has to be dark. It's dark chocolate. It's not real chocolate.
Yeah, there are foods
that. I'm all messed up over here then, so I need me a new partner then, because I'm all messed up.
This is the thing.
Putting people in their faces. Like, I don't want to cuddle. Like, I'm eating chocolate. I'm about big as hell. I'm busy now. What you talking about? Losing weight? Listen. I'm doing something wrong. I'm straight overweight, obese, and you're talking about losing weight. What? Okay. Because when I got done, I said sometimes when I get done, I want to eat a whole meal. Let's cook this nigga a whole meal. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. He's eating a whole chicken.
Wow.
Mashed potatoes, like, you know, two starches and shit. He's got a whole can of Pepsi. Like, yo, is you serious? Yeah, Mom, I'm reading the wrong orgasm. I'm going to need you to pass me one of your books.
Okay, there's also the pursuit of happiness. Overall, an orgasm feels phenomenal. Centuries ago, when women suffered from hysteria and other mental illnesses, doctors blamed it on depression, and many practitioners theorized that women were depressed due to lack of sexual stimulation. Therefore, they recommended strategies for reaching an orgasm to help women improve their mental health. Although there may not be a measure of how much orgasm led to happiness, there is no need for a lack of scientific evidence to attest to the fact that reaching an orgasm is a source of instant gratification. And that, you know, women who don't have sex, they can be grouchy, but I tell you this much, let them get a piece. They're going to be happier than a sissy in Boys Town.
Yes, they will.
And that's a fact. You can be depressed. You can be stressed out. But you let your mate take you back in that bedroom and whip it on, you're going to come out there happy.
These women singing to the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all types of tunes.
Yeah.
I agree.
All types of tunes. Well, then I need to do that. I'm going to go try and find me somebody.
Give me a call, Danny. We can make that happen.
Oh, we already know. I definitely got you. I'm going to do you right before the show, and then I'm going to call in, and then we'll see how happy I am. Maybe I have a story for
Danny
that Wednesday.
Shit, who you want? We can give him a live broadcast.
Who the hell is that? Put Danny on the phone. That ain't Danny.
Hey, listen, ladies,
I
appreciate y'all having me on the show. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, darling. Come back anytime, and don't forget to post your show in the chat room or either shout it out now.
All right, my my show, it comes on every Tuesday night from 10:15 to 12:15. It's on a radio, internet radio station called ueradiolive.com. We're based out of Philadelphia, and it's called The Sex Room. I'm on Instagram and Twitter. It's Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, Lansky, L-A-N-S-K-Y. 86 on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow me and get all the information from the show.
Okay, that's for, I mean, ueradio.com, the sex web.
ueradiolive.com. And the name of my show is The Sex Room. And it comes on every Tuesday. Yes. It comes on every Tuesday night from 10:15 to 12:15 in the morning.
Okay.
No problem. You can listen to us or you can actually watch us because we do a live broadcast.
Okay. Are you on Facebook as well?
Yes. We actually have a Facebook page. It's Sex Room. It's The Sex Room. I think it's UE Radio Live Sex Room. Something I really can't remember it off the top. But if you go through my Instagram or Twitter, you'll definitely get the link for that.
I ain't on neither one of them.
That's Mara Lansky, 86 on Twitter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just put in The Sex Room on ueradiolive.com. Just put in The Sex Room when you type it in your browser, in your search browser on Facebook, and it just pop up.
Oh, okay. All right.
But like I said, thanks for having me on. Y'all continue to do a great job, all right?
Thank you, Mara. You come back anytime, all right, darling?
All right, no problem. Thanks, ladies.
Okay.
I'll text you when I'm done, boo.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, an intense orgasm from manipulating the G-spot happens when a saber suave lover finds this mystical area inside a woman's vagina. Through the use of knowing fingers, the spot is massaged and an orgasm intimates. The problem arises when the G-spot cannot be found. It may take several lovemaking sessions, but it's worth the wait. And that is true. Some men don't know where the G-spot is. Some women don't know where their G-spot is. You know,
now
they're
trying to say that it don't exist.
Huh? They're trying to say it don't exist?
Yep.
Oh, well, that's a lie. Mine exists. I don't know about anybody else, but mine does. And I had, when I used to do my little consultation parties, you know, I asked people because we had this G-spot cream that you would put on your G-spot, and it caused an intense, more intense orgasm. So I asked the women, I said, well, do any of you know where your G-spot is? This one lady says, I got them all over. I laughed so hard, but I could not stop laughing. And she was sitting there looking serious. So I said, where are they at all over? She said, all over, just all over my body. My G-spot's everywhere. And I said, ma'am, you only have one G-spot. You know, we had to go through this thing. But it was so hilarious. She did not even know what her G-spot was or even where it was at.
Did she mean her right in the zone?
Her G-spot, she did not know. And your G-spot, and most women, the G-spot is just above the hood of your clitoris, and it's the size anywhere from a dime to a quarter. And over the years, it may move, but it doesn't move that much till you it's not noticeable. But everybody has a G-spot, and the G-spot was discovered by this gynecologist called, I think his name was Graffenberg. Him and his colleague had discovered, it used to be called the urethra sponge, because when you touched it, it feels like a sponge, it feels spongy, and when you stimulate it, it expands. So they called it the urethra sponge. Then all his notes and things were lost, and these two sexologists had found his notes, and that's when they renamed the urethra sponge to the G-spot. So that's how it got its name by this gynecologist. His name was Graffenberg. I forget his first name, or was that his first name? But anyway, that's how the G-spot came about. And, you know, some men with, it's basically the men with the smaller penises that can reach the G-spot because it's not that far in.
Yeah, they said
the orgasm
almost 3 inches
from,
in.
Right, and the orgasm from the G-spot, oh, It is so intense. It's intense and it's quick. And generally when women have the orgasm mm-hmm. from the G-spot, they feel like they're going to urinate on themselves. Because mm-hmm. the very first time I had one, I didn't know what was going on. I'm saying, oh, my. You know, it was just, it was really something. We have another call on, and I'm going to bring this caller in. 205, are you there? 205, are you there? Hello?
You got a bad connection.
Oh. Try back 205.
Yeah, they got a bad connection.
Okay, let me see this. 267, are you there?
Is that me?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I am good, and I just happened to come into the to your conversation right when you were saying, man, when he hit that spot, and I couldn't stop laughing. I was so glad I wasn't on the air. That's the first thing I heard. And then, and just from there, I just couldn't stop listening.
Okay. So do you have any questions or comments?
First of all, I just want to say hi to everybody, especially my fellow Philadelphian, Ms. Danny.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, how are you?
How you doing?
Hello.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm still working on your pictures from yesterday.
Oh, you're so sweet.
And they'll be done probably by tomorrow.
That's great.
And also, I had a little thing about the G-spot myself.
Mm-hmm.
The first time that I gave a woman pleasure through her G-spot,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that could also make a female squirt.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was about, I want to say about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had the house to ourselves. Everything was going fine. We were doing what we do, and all of a sudden, it was just everywhere.
Were you shocked about that, or were you expecting it, or how did you feel about that?
I necessarily wasn't expecting her to squirt from it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she squirted before, but usually from clitoral stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just bought rubber sheets today. But she was complaining. She was like, I really got to go to the bathroom. I was like, you know, we've gotten over this. You know, you're probably just about to squirt. She was like, but no, usually that's from blah, 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 blah. And mind
mm-hmm.
you, yes, we used to talk a lot during sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then all of a sudden, it's just that wet, you know, that extremely wet in and out sound. And then it's just a whole puddle. I literally had to change the sheets and put towels on the mattress.
Wow.
It was a lot more than it had ever really been.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, even though we've broken up now, I'm looking for my next one. Danny, when you come back to get your shoes,
come
alone.
That's what y'all going to stop doing. I'm not entertaining y'all. I'm trying to be a good person. I'm learning here. I'm learning. Leave me. I'm in my box and I'm learning. Okay, I'm learning. Don't throw stuff like that because they're gonna throw me for a curveball and then you gonna have me act up. So I'm learning. But okay.
I mean, you left your shoes here for a reason. So I
mean,
oh my
goodness, are you really like? Are you doing this on here? Are you really doing this on the show? Like, are you really just gonna tell them? Like, I just left, like, you're not going to do that.
I'm just saying.
Is that all you had to say today? Is that all you had to say on the show today?
Actually, yeah, I really just came to teach you.
Is that all you had to show? You explained us how you gave the girl a G-spot. Is that good? Is that, you made her squirt. Is that great? Is that good? Is that all you had to say?
I mean, you only saw two of the toys I have in that drawer.
Okay, we have another call on the line. We're going to bring 205 back in. They have their hand up. 205, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm all right. I got a good question. I don't know if it's a good question because I'm coming in late on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, all right, about when a female have an orgasm, all right, if, let's say, a lot of men get it mixed up, like when, I guess, we like to call it cream. You know, when you, sometimes when you're first going in and a female likes to cream, I mean, is that a sign that a female is having an orgasm?
Mm-hmm.
And that was basically my question. And that was it.
Your question, I'm not understanding. What is your question when a female does what now?
Well, I've heard, well, I've read once before that, like, the white stuff that comes out of the vagina, during sex is referred to as cream, but also I've heard that it's like something that comes out that kind of protects the females from bacteria, and a lot of times people like to refer to it as cream or saying that she's having an orgasm. Yeah, my question was it like, you know, something that comes out during orgasm, or does a female know or usually feel it when it's coming out? Or,
well, it's a lot of things going on down there. Sometimes it women have discharge, or it could be from having an orgasm, you know, different fluids. A lot of things be going on in the female body.
Okay.
So I don't know what this cream is, you know, but I do know that, you know, some, you know, have a discharge, you know, which is natural. Or, you know, like when we're coming, we also have fluid that comes. I can't think of the name of it right now, but there is a fluid that comes out when we do have an orgasm.
Yeah, well, it's the the white discharge that comes out during sex, you know. But I thank you for taking my call.
Well, the best way to handle that situation, I'm going to tell you right now, is keep like a plastic bag by you, right? I'm going to tell you what you do. Keep a plastic bag by you and keep some gloves by you. Next time you taste that, you feel that, don't taste it. But the next time you feel that, try to put it in a plastic bag. And if you need a college or something, then take it to a science lab and have them look at it, and then you'll find out what it is. No, I'm so serious. I'm so serious. I'm just trying to help you out so you know what it is. So the next time you just currently have sex with that person again, and she'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm coming, and you see that again, just be like, no, boo, like, you lying. Like, no, you lying.
Or unless she has goosebumps, then I know she's not faking, you know.
She have goosebumps?
Yeah, if she have goosebumps,
then... Oh, she could be having a reaction or something. So, I'm just...
So what you oh, what are you trying to figure out? Is that when she comes, when this cream comes out of her, or you don't know how to tell when a woman is having an orgasm, or do you?
Well, I usually think when I see goosebumps, then it's, you know, really an orgasm, but a lot of times...
No, sweetie,
really,
you feel an orgasm.
Right, you
really?
Feel it, and this is how...
Male, you feel
then,
yes, you do.
Then the orgasm really is the contraction of the walls in the vagina, right?
Right, and also how you can tell a woman is having an orgasm. Her nipples can become hard, and they get a hue-like color to them. Her breathing becomes labored, and then the pulsating down there, and if her eyes going all in the back of her head... And she's speaking in tongues.
She's grabbing stuff that ain't even nowhere near her. Like she's trying to grab the ceiling fan. And you know good time well that ceiling fan is about 6 feet up there, but she's going
to
grab it. And she's telling you she's playing.
While
baby, you got it.
While climb the wall at the same time.
Yeah, so you know, there are ways to tell. And you know, like I said, if men know their woman's body and they've experienced orgasms with their woman and they feel them, they can tell. You know, some women fake orgasms as well as men, but there are ways that you can tell whether or not your significant other is faking. That's if, but you would have to know her body, and you would have to know what it feels like when she's having an orgasm, because it feels like it's a gripping. It feels like your penis is being gripped, and there's a suction type feeling to it.
They call
it milking. And then you can also feel that little pulsating, you know, the same way as men pulsate when they're having their orgasms. It's pulsating. You feel all that. And, you know, like I said, and she's her nipples are really hard, and they have this hue-like color to them, and her breathing is labored. You know, when you hear them, they go, that's not really, that's action. You know, when you see them porn stars, they screaming and hollering and acting like somebody's beating the crap out of them.
That's
acting.
Right.
You know, because when, you know, when you're having an orgasm, it's not, right, it's, you just so, I mean, you just go through all these, it's just so emotional and so soothing, sensual, relaxing, all them good things about an orgasm. You know, and if you know how to make love to your partner, she's going to give you an orgasm. You're going to give her an orgasm. And men, you need to give your woman her orgasm first by any means necessary. So, you know, if you're getting in there and getting yours and then turn around and go to sleep and say, you got to wait till I recoup. No, Negro, I come first. You know, I'm serious because men know, you know, a man knows that it's harder for women to have an orgasm if he's not stimulating her clitoris, or if he's not hitting her G-spot, or if he's not stroking her right, then it's going to take a minute, you know. But men, they can put their penis in a hole in the ground and come within 2 or 3 minutes.
Damn.
Yeah. And that's the truth. You know it.
Yeah,
you know it,
so
but, you know, you just have to take your time with your woman and, you know, make sure she's pleased first, you know.
Can I ask you a question? How old are you?
31.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just figured that would be a good question because that is kind of, you know, a question that is up in the air as far
as
on the man's side, because a female knows what's going on with the body. And there's a lot of things that a male doesn't know about a female.
But see, this is how that should go. If you was my man, right, and you came on and you wasn't doing it the way I wanted you to do it, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to direct you, I'm going to make sure you're going to do it the way that I feel, that makes me feel good. You see what I'm saying? Because if you're getting on me and jumping up and down and pumping and jumping and all that kind of stuff, it's not going to work. You're going to get on me, and if I say move it this way, do it like this, do it slow, I like it, like that's how you're going to do it. Because that's how you're supposed to do it, because you're trying to satisfy me first. And if these things that I'm telling you, I know it's going to give me satisfaction, that's what you're supposed to do. Then when I get my climax, then, of course, I'm going to, you know, take a little break or whatever, because I'm going to have to cool down for a minute. And then we're going to get right back in it, and you're going to get yours. You're going to get yours, and it might be within 2 or 3 minutes because you already are busting at the seams. So, you know, but it's always the woman should definitely always be satisfied first.
Yeah, well,
do you agree?
I agree. I just wanted to ask that question because, you know, a lot of women aren't honest in bed,
right,
and not every woman you get with is going to really have an orgasm, you know. So I figured I'd just ask that question.
But, you know,
right, for a multitude of reasons, women don't have orgasms. Now, she's with somebody that she's just having sex with somebody just because she's not going to have an orgasm. She's been with somebody she don't like, or she got a headache, or she's sick, or whatever, she's not going to have an orgasm. And some of them may lie to get a man off of them, you know, because a man may have some problems. He may have bad breath, or his penis may not be big enough, or he may not be stroking her right. You know, there are a multitude of reasons why a woman would fake an orgasm. Same with men. Men may get on a woman and find out she stink. So he's going to hurry up and go, well, I done came, and, you know. So there are reasons why people fake orgasms, you know. So you have to get with somebody that you really intentionally want to be with, and that person has to want to be with you, and it can be a beautiful thing.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for answering the question.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, we're going to talk about female orgasm. Oh, first we're going to say, lastly, the term simultaneous orgasm refers to the occurrence when both partners climax at the same time during intercourse. This can be intense for both partners, but it rarely happens. While some couples strive for this mutual orgasms, others feel that staggering the time of the climax allows both partners to feel the full intensity of each other's climax. Now, that's really a good thing, too, when you both can have a simultaneous climax at the same time. And I've done that before as well, you know, the same time. And you know, that's getting everything over at once, because when he gets his and I get mine at the same time, we can both either turn over and go to sleep, or we can turn over and I can cuddle or whatever, just depending
on.
She
goes back to this cuddling shit again.
Huh?
There you go back cuddling again.
Yeah, right, but I'm just saying. But didn't you hear me say, we can turn over and I can go to sleep, or he can go to sleep? Because I don't know, but, you know, I've got to cuddle. Especially if it's somebody that I want to be with. No, if it's somebody I want to be with, I'm going to cuddle. I'm sorry. Okay.
Get off me.
Well, go ahead and keep cuddling. That's a just happy people. That's something over there. They're just happy. Like, what are y'all so happy about? She ready to lay on Chester's room. You and Rhea, that's just happy.
Okay, we're going to talk about the female orgasm dysfunction. Unfortunately, some women suffer from a variety of symptoms that prevent them from achieving the female orgasm. The female orgasm dysfunction can be a result of many things. One of the most common reasons for a female orgasm dysfunction is rooted in psychological reasons. Past events such as rape or molestation might cause physical problems that prevent climax. The view of sex received during the formative years plays a role in sexual attitude. Parents who taught daughters that only bad girls have sex may see themselves as bad when engaging in sex. It might even be the result of how sex with their partner are approached. If the partner uses sex as a means of control or leverage, it might be difficult for the woman to achieve orgasm. Mm-hmm. Other women might have actual physical problems that prevent them from achieving female orgasm. This might be the result of low sex drive or the inability to get properly aroused. In fact, most women will experience some type of female orgasm dysfunction at least once in their life. In this way, it is much like a male orgasm dysfunction in that sometimes stress or nervousness may play a role in the inability to perform sexually. Now, I experienced female orgasm dysfunction simply because I was in a relationship with a guy who lived in New York at one time, right? And this was years ago when I used to have my cycle. So I was going up to see him that weekend, and my cycle was on, and I did not want my cycle to be on. So I went to the doctor, told my doctor, me and my doctor, we was just so nice, and he's dead now, but I told him I was going out of town, and could he give me something to stop the bleeding? Lo and behold, he gave me these pills, and before I had taken these pills, some other pills years and years ago, because I used to just bleed for 2 and 3 weeks at a time, but at that particular time, I wasn't as sexually active as I was when I went to see this guy in New York. So anyway, get to New York, and I could not have an orgasm. I couldn't figure out what in the world was going on. Then I thought it was from the medication. So even medication can cause you to have orgasm dysfunction. You know, you have to be very careful with different things like that. So I would not suggest anybody wanting to, you know, stop their cycle so they can have sex. Because you're not going to, it doesn't work. It does not work. I could not have an orgasm. And I was, yeah, I was just so, and I had to fake it. I had to fake it. I said, oh, my goodness. But I won't do. I never did that again. You know, if my cycle was on, I just said, well, hey, my cycle's on. That's it. We got to wait or whatever. But, you know, I wouldn't suggest anybody to do that just to have sex. Because if you want to be dysfunctional, take the medicine and you will be.
You said dysfunctional.
Huh?
No, I'm just laughing at your words. You said dysfunctional. I'm just laughing at the quote.
Yeah, orgasm dysfunction. Yeah, and women thrive sexually on foreplay without kissing, fondling, and a slow rise to sexual intercourse. A woman will often feel as though she was left in the dust. Taking time to completely stimulate the body from head to toe allows for a greater chance of reaching the pinnacle of sexual expression, an orgasm. Learning about your own body and how it works will help when it comes time to play with your partner. Explore your body while bathing. Even better, find a quiet time when you are alone and take your time learning what arouses you and what does not. Experiment by manipulating your clitoris with your fingers, taking note of how various touches make you feel. Glance at the clock and see how long it takes your fingers to bring you to orgasm. Take your time and relax. Stay focused on what you're doing. Fantasize about your next encounter with your lover. Once you know your body, it will become easier to share with your partner what turns you on and what does not. And that's true, because if you know what turns you on, you can definitely tell your partner what turns you on, how to touch you. If you touch yourself and you know that feels good, you tell your partner, this is how I want you to touch me, just like this. I want you to stroke me like this. I want you to kiss me like this, lick me like this, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. And once you get him in that mode of doing that, that's how he's going to please you from that point on. You just got to train him one time. Some of them hard-headed, though. But basically, a man who wants to please you, it takes him one time, and that's it. And also, the fountain of youth. Although the orgasm is sometimes referred to as a little death, having at least two orgasms a week can increase your lifespan. Every time you reach orgasm, the hormone DHEA increases in response to sexual excitement and ejaculation. DHEA can boost your immune system, repair tissue, improve continence, keep skin healthy, and even work as an antidepressant. Mm-hmm. Therefore, a health benefit of sex, if you keep the orgasms coming, is potentially a longer life. Mm-hmm.
For a man,
yep.
It can reduce, what is it? Oh, Lord, I can't think of the name of it right now. The P one. The one they give them the exam through the rectum.
Oh,
prostate.
Wait a minute.
Prostate.
It can reduce prostate cancer.
Right. Okay. Yeah, prostate cancer. Yep.
They
sure
say
can.
Healthy. It reduces the probability of prostate cancer, and I think it's the activity. So
mm-hmm.
They said for a woman to keep her man healthy, they want to have sex.
Yeah, she has to manipulate that prostate. And some men don't like that, but that's the truth, because if you let your woman, significant other, whatever, manipulate your prostate, it can prevent cancer. And most men develop prostate cancer are dying from it.
Yep.
Okay, more hormones are good. Both testosterone and estrogen levels experience a boost through regular sexual activity. Testosterone does more than just boost your sex drive. It helps fortify bones and muscles and keeps your heart in good working condition as well. In women, sex increases the levels of estrogen, which protects against heart disease. Ever wonder why women love the touchy-feely stuff so much? It's because their rise in estrogen levels. This hormone also plays a huge role in the woman's body scent. While estrogen makes women sentimental, a rise in their testosterone level is what makes them desire penetration. Men also produce estrogen, and as they age, their estrogen levels increase while their testosterone levels drop. This reversal often results in men becoming somewhat calmer as they get on in years. Testosterone and estrogen is goes in the male and the females, but when a man produces estrogen, when he gets on in years, he becomes a little calmer. That little sweetness coming out of him.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Okay, I apologize, guys. I didn't mean anything by that, but, you know, it did say that, you know, the estrogen as you age, because you can imagine all that testosterone is what makes men big, make them masculine and, you know, egotistical and all that kind of stuff. And once it levels itself out, you become calmer and you're less aggressive and, you know, doing the things you did when you was in your 20s and 30s. So, you know, it's a good thing. You know, just let them level on out and take it easy and live life. Okay, more benefits of sex galore. It's quite evident that there are many health benefits of sex, increasing brain power, heart rate. It can help fend off diseases and ailments. It makes individuals feel good about themselves. In today's stressful society, it has become a little more difficult to engage in intimate sexuality as often. But as long as you incessantly make the effort, you'll realize that it's always worth it. The health benefits of sex will make you feel wonderful within and without, and you will gradually notice that the more sex you have, the more bounce you will have in each step. Happiness isn't sex itself, but sex does ultimately play a role in human happiness. And that's the truth. Can I get an amen?
Yes,
baby.
Mm-hmm. And it's also a hypnotic. Okay, after an orgasm, an intense wave of calm relaxation overcomes humans. That's why men usually fall asleep. And it's a time when people can truly liberate themselves and let go. Plenty of people who enjoy a regular dose of sex convey that they sleep much better during the night and feel alive and refreshed throughout the day. So one of the health benefits of sex is better night's sleep, which allows you to handle day-to-day stresses much more efficiently and helps fight insomnia. Now, you notice sometimes when I've always joked about this, but I actually believe it to be true, because sometimes when I would go in the courtroom and see the judge or whatever, and he's or she grumpy looking and mad and seem like they could cut somebody's head off, it's just because they didn't get none the night before. I'm serious, because I'm telling you, if they had got something the night before or when they woke up that morning, they'd be so happy. They'd be letting prisoners go and
you know
not
what?
Locking
something
people.
Wrong with you. Okay, everybody don't.
I'm joking, but no, it's, you know, it relieves stress and it does take tension off you. So if you're not tense and stressed, you're not going to be you know, so quick to bite somebody's head off or to, you know, be argumentative and to, you know, just be a dickhead, so to speak. You know, because it gives you a euphoric feeling. And, you know, everybody likes to feel that way. You know, and there's nothing wrong with feeling that way, because it's a good feeling and it has benefits, as we've talked about. There's just so many other things down here. It prevents cancer, antidepressant, helps wounds, healing wounds and hearts. It's a cleansing system. It's just a whole boatload of things that having sex and orgasms do for our body, mind, spirit. You know, it's just a whole boatload of things that it does, and people who are not engaging in having orgasms need to, you know, like I said, once a week or twice a week, you know, just have an orgasm. You don't have to really have it with anybody. You could be alone in your room and get with your little boyfriend, Bob, and, you know, do your thing. You know, because there's no, there's nothing like it. Nothing. You know, so I hope everybody either learned something or already know something and is going to apply it. Danny, we're going to work on you getting you to cuddling.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that because I ain't graduated there yet. I'm still at the beginning.
And stop hitting people upside the head and getting up
but
making,
you know,
a whole meal.
It's like a reaction. I give you what you give me. You start arguing. I'm like, listen. People do the dumbest stuff after sex. You ask for the stupidest stuff after sex. Like, what do you?
Well, you know,
what
that,
do you
that
want?
Be,
like,
okay.
I need to breathe first. First, let me catch my breath, and then let me just relax. Let me finish shaking. Stop shaking. Like, just chill. Like, give me my moment, and then, you know, let me get that out, and then let me, you know, let me get up and go to the bathroom, and then ask something. You know, you want to throw all on the bed? You still there? Where am I supposed to go? Like, where am I supposed to go? Like, what are you doing? Oh, you still there, baby? What do you mean? Like, oh man! Like,
you
now
could do
you're
a comedy.
Talking.
You could be in a comedy of doing some comedy porn.
This is crazy.
You know, getting up after you done had sex and going in the kitchen fixing a half a chicken, some collard greens and string beans and potato salad and
well, what? And then Michelle
lemonade.
Obama, then Michelle Obama, if she's staying president, if they stay in Kennedy, you know, candidate it for so long for the next 4 years and what 2 years, 4 years, whatever it is, she's gonna come after me because then she's gonna still talk about obesity. I don't need her coming after me. Then she's going to be talking about, it's the reason why people are fat. Like, well, you know.
But, you know.
I got to give them, I gave them a whole meal.
Right. But, you know, you can't, a person can't bash another person because if they're fat or if they're black or whatever. I mean, you know, people, I mean, it's a shame that it's like that because society has it set up that if you're not, if you don't wear a size zero, then you're fat. You see what I'm saying? I was on the internet looking at some of these women, and they actually look like skeletons. And they say that's beautiful. It's not beautiful to see somebody's bones, not to me. You know, a little meat on them bones ain't never did nobody no harm there. If you're so big and so fat that you can't walk and you take two steps and you all out of breath, and you, if you're big and fat and sick, that's a different story.
It's a whole different story.
Right, but if you're big and fat and healthy.
There's a lot of people that's 16 and 14 that's healthy, and they're good at what they are. I mean, they're healthy, but they're just big-boned. They're, you know, everybody has
right,
a whole
right.
healthy life, and they're
right,
healthy
but when
at
it,
what
when
it is.
Becomes, when it infringes on your health, then I
right.
think then that's when a person needs to step in and do something about it. Because
right.
I am big-boned or whatever, however you want to call it, full-figured, plus or whatever. And
oh,
the problem that I'm having.
You just big and beautiful baby.
Thank
just
you, darling.
Like
thank
okay.
you.
Well,
and I'm just
fat.
Suffering from sleep
I'm
apnea.
I'm going to be just like I am until it's time for it to change. And it may not change now, so just accept me as I am.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. But see, my problem is I'm suffering. My health issue is sleep apnea. I have to sleep with a CPAP every night, which, you know, by the way, I'm going to speak on my CPAP, and then we're going to get ready and close this out. I've been sleeping with this CPAP since for a few months, and I'm going to tell you, when I first bought it, when I got it, when I first got it home, when they first delivered it to me, I was really skeptical about wearing it because I don't like putting no type of medications and all that kind of stuff in me, and I didn't know the outcome from it, the side effects or anything like that. But grant you, since I have been sleeping with this CPAP, I have not stopped breathing in my sleep.
Wow.
And I sleep like a baby. I cannot wait to put it on when I go to bed at night. Now, the only thing I don't like about it is because it goes, well, the first one I had was too big, so I got a smaller one that just goes in my nose, and the straps go around my face, and it leaves marks on my face, you know, the indent from the straps.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I am loving this CPAP. A lady had said on my Facebook, she said, you're going to love it. So I said, I don't know, because, you know, I'm just so skeptical when it comes to doing things, you know, as far as, like, this isn't putting anything in my body, but it does. The air goes up. Air goes in your nose all night long, and it gets in your brain, and you know this and that, and it keeps you from stop breathing in your sleep, because some people have actually died from sleep apnea, and I don't want to be one, and it's contributed to my weight. So I've joined Weight Watchers. Yes, I did. And I'm not going to lie, I have fell back on it, but I keep getting back up. And I'm going to continue to strive and to get this weight off me so I can eventually get off of that machine. Even though I am liking it because of the benefits that I'm getting from it. And like I said, that's the only health issue I have at this particular time. And I'm not going to, try to nip everything else in the bud, because I know some of my friends that are overweight, they have high blood pressure, diabetes, and, you know, all these ailments, and they're on all these medications, and one medication will do something for somebody, causes different problems, and people don't realize those medications get in your system, and your whole system is whacked out of balance, everything, because the chemicals, we're not made for chemicals. Our bodies have its own natural healings to it, but, you know, people go to the doctor. Even women who take douches, your vagina cleanses itself out. You don't need to take a douche. The only time you would take a douche is if the doctor recommends it, if you have some type of an infection or something. But I know women who take douches every day, and that's just washing away the natural cleaning in your vagina. You're washing that away.
The pH balance, too.
Right. So, you know, you need to try to basically do everything natural as much as you can for your body, opposed to throwing it out of whack and making it dependent on these pills, making it dependent because on Valiums, and making it dependent on OxyContin and all those different medicines. I know of a young lady right to this day, she is so addicted to all these different types of painkillers and things like that, but I don't want to be on no type of medication for high blood pressure, diabetes, and all that kind of stuff, because I know what it's going to do. I already know. So, but using this machine is, you know, it's all gravy. And like I said, I'm working on getting my weight down so I can get off of it. Then again,
I'm
like,
you're telling me at the end of the day, I need a CPAC, Weight Watcher, 70 music, and birds chirping in my ears. At the end of the day, I put all that together, that's going to help
you
me.
You are
so,
a
clown.
No, darling. No, sweetie. No, darling. I am not telling you that. I'm only expressing what I am going through. Now, you are big and you are beautiful. And if you're not having any problems, God bless you. And as soon as you see a problem, come and nip it in the bud. That's what I'm doing.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Munch. R.I.P. What the hell she done did? Overdose?
No, darling. I'm only speaking, you know, of my situation.
I'm just playing. I'm just saying.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Y'all so happy over there. Like, y'all so happy. I'm just not too happy like y'all. So I'm just saying. I took a little bit of real. Took a little bit of delicious. Add a little. I didn't even add me. See, I add y'all too. Maybe I'd be happy.
Okay. Well, Danny, I'm going to throw a big wrench in here. I'm celibate. So I ain't getting
that's
shit.
That's right. You know what? I don't even want to talk to you. That's right. You make me mad every time I hear that. Every time you bring that up, that makes me mad. I don't even want to talk
but
to
Rhea,
you.
But Rhea, let me ask you this. You're celibate, but do you have a B.O.B.?
No.
You don't?
Never own
so
one.
You
never will.
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
So you don't
no.
do anything. Anything. Nothing. No. Nothing. Like, not a twinkle, not a point, not a...
No, okay, then.
I've tried... In my lifetime, I've tried masturbation about four times.
Mm-hmm.
Twice in my teens, once in my early teens, once in my late teens, and twice as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Masturbation makes me angry.
Oh, okay.
Y'all want to see somebody with an attitude?
Wait.
Oh, Lord, because when I'm done, I want the real thing.
Oh, I know.
It's a tease to me. And
right.
I can't, it does nothing, and so I don't do that. No.
Right. Well, you know, some women have their reasons, and if
yeah.
you feel
right,
that way,
right,
then that's you know, that's okay. Some women just feel that it's the best thing, it's the safest thing, and you
oh,
know,
yeah, definitely.
You know, that's what you want to do because I do have a boyfriend, Bob, and he does come and see me ever so often. You know, whenever I'm feeling like him, having him, you know, when I'm not getting the real deal, but you know, that's just me. So. With that being said, do you ladies have any closing remarks? We have a few minutes left in the show. We'll start
I have
with...
one question for you.
Okay.
Your the thing you put on for sleep apnea, do it prohibit your movements while you're sleeping?
Oh,
do,
no.
Do you have a toss and turn to turn it? Okay.
Right. It has like a long tube that comes from the box, and
okay.
it has a long tube, and I can turn over. I can still move around.
So you won't, like... you know, like, you know, when you turn, if you lean it, laying on it, it won't stop the air from getting in.
Well, I never
anything.
Lay on it. I don't lay on it because when I turn, when I turn, it goes around. Well, let's just say this. I never laid on it because I turn how I can turn where it doesn't get under me, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just,
are you a
you
mover
know.
In your sleep?
Yeah. I sleep on my left and my right side and sometimes on my back and very little on my stomach. And I learned why you're not supposed to sleep on your stomach. And I was wondering why, but I learned why you're not supposed to sleep on your stomach because when I sleep on my stomach, my back hurts like I don't know what. So
okay.
I learned why you're not supposed to sleep on your stomach, but sometimes I may. But, yeah, I move around.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I've noticed they're advertising it for, you know, sleeping purposes because it will put you to sleep. And I'm telling you, you be in a deep sleep.
I
love it.
That noise don't bother you? Like, I guess it just puts you in a deep sleep.
No, it doesn't make any noise. No, it does. The machine, you hear nothing.
You
don't hear anything. No, it doesn't make any noise.
Maybe she had a broke one.
Who?
My client.
Oh,
she was
well,
like
I don't
way
hear,
bigger than you, so maybe
no.
maybe there's certain ones for different people.
Right, maybe she had an older model, but from mine, I don't. You know, you can't. You don't hear anything. Mine, I don't hear anything. Just push the button, put it on my head, put my hair up, lay down, relax, and that's it, and that's all.
Rhea, what 70 music do you listen to?
Anything, just about. But I primarily like soul, you know, our ballads and our groups.
Okay.
But like right now, my iPod, I have Isley's, the Spinners, the
right, the
Dales, you know, all the Dales, all the Delphi, oh the Delphonics, Lord have mercy. I had me a Delphonic walk today. And I was like, look, and this one lady was looking at me. I was walking and singing. I looked up. I had walked 2.5 miles.
Wow.
I'm so glad I grabbed my bus pass because I was able to catch the bus back. No.
But
no
Kane,
good,
you wanna,
no good.
Ms. Kane, you want to put your show out there? Ms. Kane?
She been quiet too long. She ain't don't hear no more.
She on the phone. She must have. I don't know, maybe she
oh, okay.
got it on mute. But, yeah, so anyway, this is the conclusion of tonight's show. And like I said, I hope everybody picked up some information. If you didn't, we may do this show again. There are still some little things that go along with a good orgasm. And next week's show on the 24th is, let's see... I don't know what next week's show is going to be about because I really hadn't. But if anybody has any topics that they would like to...
I want
to
talk about Rhea. That's what I want to talk about.
About Rhea?
What?
I want to talk about
this,
Rhea.
No, this
that's
is a show about...
No, I want to talk about celibacy. I want to talk about Rhea. That's what I'm saying. I want to talk about Rhea.
About who?
Rhea. I want to talk Rhea? About her celibacy.
What
does yes,
that mean?
Oh, celibacy. So you want to discuss
yeah, that's
celibacy?
You know, that's what I want to talk about, yeah.
Oh, celibacy. Okay, so we'll do a show on celibacy. Our next show on
then
the
Rhea can have more to talk about. So then, you know, then I can, you know, because
I messed
up my learning tools today.
Because
I messed up my learning tools. I learned nothing today because I messed up everything. See, I just put everything in wrong orders and 70s and birds chirping, and I just did everything wrong. So maybe next week.
No, you have
talk
to do
more,
whatever
maybe
is
I'll
right
something.
For Danny.
I know.
Because
I
what
know.
Works for Danny may not work
right.
for Rhea. What works for Gail
right.
may
right.
not work for Danny. What works for Delicious may not work for now one of us.
Right. Okay, so our show on the 24th will be talking about celibacy because I've practiced celibacy for some years too, and I can share that with you. Huh?
Okay.
You
practiced for some years too? Y'all might
yeah, be hanging
up with
y'all get to ask me.
You were celibacy for 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years straight. Nothing did nothing.
Y'all
no touching,
I
nothing.
To know y'all doing something.
I'm
else,
double
something.
Digits.
Y'all,
no. Nothing at all. But that's going to be our next show on the 24th. The next Wednesday show will be celibacy. You know, we're going to talk about that. And also, the book, Right to Remain Silent. What's the name of the book? Back to Zero. Back to Zero is coming to, it's getting ready to be ready for pre-sale.
T-Money's book?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that book, oh my goodness, it is, we were discussing it today and it is so emotional and it's just a good book. So when that gets to pre-sales, I'll let you guys know. The trailer is up on my page, the book, and we're going to have Antoine. He'll probably be on a Friday show, though, opposed to the Wednesday show, because you know what the Wednesday show is about. So that's almost finished. And Danny is, Nawana is... in the process of writing a book, getting a book together. And, yeah, so, you know, everything's looking good.
Well, y'all make sure, if y'all like nasty stuff, go like my page, Munch the Mouth. Make sure y'all go watch. Y'all go like Munch the Mouth.
Okay,
y'all like nasty stuff.
Okay.
You know, I'm just throwing that out there. You asked me if I had anything to say. I didn't really have anything else to say.
I'm going to share with this group. I'm going to share it on
Lord.
Happy Page.
Lord have mercy.
You'll get so many. These people act like they don't do nothing. All day long. But Danny, I'm serious. From the first thing in the morning until if I go on there now, those same people, it's like, what the hell y'all been doing all day long? And they can, they the experts, and they the this, they the that, and I just sit back and look at them sometimes, and I can't help but laugh.
Why am I friends with you on Facebook? That's not cool. Like,
I don't know. Why are you not friends with me?
I don't know, but that's not cool. Like, that's not cool.
Well, y'all befriend each other, and we have the last minute, so I just want to let everybody know I appreciate you coming out. The two guys that called in, I appreciate that. All my listeners across the board. Uh-huh, I do appreciate that. Rhea, Danny, I appreciate you girls. And Miss Kane, I always appreciate when you call in. I don't know where she's at, but she is on the phone line. I hope she have
phone
on mute.
Speaker and she's doing something, yeah.
Probably got it on mute. But, you know, until
it's
next
over
week.
Over there
coming. Yeah, how about that? Until next week, everybody have a beautiful rest of the week. See you guys. This month is going by so fast.
Yes, it is. Oh my goodness.
It's just going by. All right, everybody. So have a beautiful evening. See you guys next week. And everybody take it easy.
Next weekend, I'm going to, I won't be on next Friday because I'm going to,
No, we won't be on
Ocean.
The next Friday that I'll be on won't be until the 26th, and that's my musical show anyway.
Right. Osa is, Pajama Jam is there, so I'll be in St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
At the book party. Yeah.
Right. Well, no problem, because Wednesday, you know, the shows that, and last month, the end of the month is my musical show, so I'll see you guys next week. Thanks, everybody, for the support. And y'all take care, okay?
You too, and you have a wonderful rest of the week.
Thank you, darling.
You too.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye, Danny. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Barbara, this is Shirley. You might not know who I am, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find your name and number. So woman to woman, I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this, but whether you be cool or come out of a bag on me, you see, it really doesn't make any difference. But it's only fair that I let you know that the man you're in love with, he's mine. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, the bed he sleeps in, and every piece of food he eats. You see, I make it possible. The clothes on his back, I buy them. The car he drives, I pay the note every month. So I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love that man. And woman to woman, I think you'll understand just how much I'll do to keep him. Woman to woman, if you've ever been in love, then you know. Now if you were in my shoes, wouldn't you have done the same thing too? Whoa, woman to woman, can't you see where I'm coming from? Woman to woman, ain't that the same thing? Should I just step aside and let her take what's rightfully mine? Oh, woman to woman, was I right or was I wrong? You see, I don't want no trouble now. I hope you understand.
Night, everybody.